This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Let's talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. He covers the Falcons for the AJC and AJC.com. He's up in Indy. And D, it's been crazy this week. Interesting stuff, right? I mean, we've heard from Coach. We heard from Terry Fontenot. And Mike is saying, hey, why are we so focused on defense and doesn't like that, you know, the fact that they've kind of put it out there, yet a couple of offensive coaches are there, allegedly, that have been identified. Tell us what you think, like, this whole focus this week of just interviewing defensive guys, and have they pinpointed any of these guys that they say, hey, this is the kind of guy we want?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You're 31st in sacks, you're 31st in pass coverage, you got to replace some older guys on the defensive front, you got 7 first-round picks on offense, so you're pretty much set. But, yeah, Coach Leffers and the assistant offensive line coach have been spotted up here, and they're doing an informal interview. So they're still doing the groundwork for the line because, you know, you're going to need some help there, whether you get them late or in the pre-undrafted pool. But the focus on defense makes absolutely perfect sense to me because, you know, the way they've drafted the last 4 years, they've ignored defense. And they tried to do it with free agents, and, you know, now those free agents are going to be going or getting older, and now it's time to restock that thing.
Right. I just said, D, it was just a message to the fans. You know, we've screwed this up, but now we're really going to get serious about defense. D, man, do you feel that do you believe that the Georgia Bulldogs, which we always talk about, are guys that will be immediate impact guys, or are they just really good defensive players, but they won't be edge guys, whether it's Mykael Williams or Jalen Walker?
Yeah, I think both for those guys, you know, Mykael was hurt playing on a bad wheel, 60%, you know, so nobody's, you know, you got to factor in him being healthy. He's going to be available right around the Falcons picking slot, but Jalen's going to be gone. So unless you're going to trade up for him or Abdul Carter, then, you know, you're going to miss out on that guy. And that's probably too early to take start. So, you know, there again, they might take a non-Georgia player and upset everybody. Take Mike Green or Shamar Stewart. Carl asked about some people they identified. And then we're seeing Will Johnson, the Michigan corner, being going to them around 15. So those are the people to keep an eye on right now. And, you know, Terry's thrown out the trade back thing, too. So, you know, you got to look at all of that.
D, who do you think the best player is at the draft? Is it Hunter? Is it Abdul Carter? And we got that news today about Carter and the stress fracture. You think that's going to keep teams away, or does that hurt him in any way?
No, I don't think so. I trust Drew Rosenhaus. He does have a vested interest. But Abdul Carter, he's played 42 games at Penn State. He's never missed a game. So, you know, it sounds like something that major, and if so, maybe it's a one-year thing. But if he's the best player to draft, it's not clear because, you know, I like Travis Hunter, too, the two-way guy. We talked to him today. So I think Travis or Abdul are number one and two. But you certainly, you know, they got the best doctors in the league all looking at these guys. So they know the teams will get all the medicals, and they'll know, you know, Drew Rosenthal analysis notwithstanding on if that's a big factor or not.
It's our man in Indy, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC's up there at the Combine. We spent some time yesterday, D, on the Mike Green stuff and certainly giving the young man the benefit of the doubt since he was never charged with anything. But is that going to scare some teams away, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, it's kind of like Parsons. Michael Parsons in 2020 there, he had the same thing, a high school incident and a college incident, no arrest, but he dropped to 11. So, Mike Green might—that was kind of his range anyway. But he was able to explain it away or talk to him. They already know. They got every team's got former FBI guys digging into these guys' past, so they know exactly what happened. And I think alleged domestic violence, is being taken more seriously now. But, they'll have their homework done on Mike Green for sure.
So tell me what you thought about Raheem's comments. D, we heard you ask questions in there. I know, they got a limited amount of time. Next, they get the next coach or the next gentleman
next question
in there. And, they get him in there. They only have a certain amount of time. Well, what do you think his headspace is as far as where they are, the whole Cousins thing? Like, what's your feel on this, D?
Yeah, well, we got him before the podium thing, so we got to get some stuff, that he didn't share with everybody up there. So, and my big thing was, hey, where are you and Jeff at with the, putting the defense together?
Okay.
And so, that's our Sunday story. He said it's not a new defense. It's a matter of getting, figuring out how the pass rush is going to work and getting some new people. He said it's about the people. They got to get people, whether it's drafting kids. They don't have a lot of money in free agency, but they got to get people up front and to go in. They got to get the guys that they have. He took it right on the coaches. Like, hey, we got to get them better. We got to get them players that we have on our roster to play better. So he's looking at it on all three fronts. He likes the fact that Jeff has called defenses in New York the last 3 years, and he's grown in his eyes. I ran the numbers. They were really good in yards, not so much in points up there. But, that was a mess with the offense being so bad the last 3 years. So that's good that he's called 3 years, whereas Jimmy Lake hadn't called one, costing his job. So he's feeling – he knows what the hot-button issues are. He's got a guy that he trusts, and they're working together and trying to, get that plan together, and they got to get some people out there that can do the job.
D. Orlando Ledbetter's got the combine guys from the AJC covering the Falcons up there every day. D, we heard him talk about the guys that are here. Now, we don't know what these guys are. Do you think they are banking on Braylon Trice and Dorlus and Ruka Roro being real serious, contributors, if not, stars?
No, I think Ruka's got the best chance there. Trying to get more out of Evan Cady, Harrison. Trice was a work hard guy at Washington, so I don't think they look at him as a blazing John Abraham off the edge guy. But certainly you got to play him. Dorlus has had to hit the weights, and maybe he could be a rotational guy that can get in there and cause havoc because they need that, and they're going to have some people. I like the big Zeke Biggers guy from Georgia Tech, man. 6'3", 220. So I'm like, if he's got some explosion with that, he's going to, that'd be awesome to have a big guy like that in the middle to destroy and collapse some offenses. So they know what they need. They're going to try to get the guys that are here. I don't see stars there, but I see players.
What about safety? Did you say Malachi Starks? Is that in the mix for them? Because I said if we trade this pick, D, and we are picking in the 20s, let's just say, I think that becomes a real possibility. But what do you think in the first round? Is safety out of the question?
I think at 15 it is, but if you do go back, then it's in play. So if you go back and get you go 25 or something and get a 33, it gets you two early seconds. is certainly safeties in play. You can start talking about Jack Sawyer and those guys, that second level of the defensive ends and so forth. You know, if you got two high twos and a late one, the safety's definitely in play.
It's our man, D-Led. Now, we can't get the edge rushers. This is the circumstances Carl and I were kind of going through. They like the corners, though, right? I mean, they certainly feel a starting corner opposite A.J. Terrell. The only reason I mention it is a couple of mock drafts have got, was it Mike Johnson? As the kid from Notre Dame. Will Johnson and his brother. But Will would be a good fit for us opposite A.J. You think that could be part of the game plan?
Oh, no question about it. But I think, you know, the fact that he brings up pass rush and what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl and getting tougher up front, because, you know, you got to figure out where that coach's expertise is. He's a defensive back coach, so they're going to think they can coach up the back end, but you can't lose up front. So I'm really thinking that, you know, we can kind of put the corners off to the side and look at those big tackles and those big big edge rushers, you know, like Stewart, who hasn't had a lot of sacks, but he's a pretty big dude. So I'm thinking big. They're thinking up front. I'm thinking they can think they could out-coach a corner or find some help there or, you know, do something to improve that whole secondary situation.
If you were to go offense, what position would it be, D? If you were to do that, okay, and let's just say all these guys we're talking about, gone. The guys you really covet. If you were going to go there, what position would it be?
Man, I'd take Tyler Warren. The okay. Right. Man, that's a dude right there, man.
I'm with you.
He can block for Bijan. He can catch. Yes. He can go double tight ends. He can throw. Man, if you watched Penn State last year, it was a joy watching that kid play.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Tyler Warren would be the guy. The running back, I wouldn't take him. You're okay there.
Yes.
Wide receiver, there's no Justin Jefferson out there that I see. Maybe Abuka, but, you know, Houston's going to probably snap him up later on in the first round. So,
Warren, yeah, by the way, Warren had 12 touchdowns, guys, for Penn State.
Yeah, he's a
6'6".
Stud.
Big dude and plays. I'm with you, D. That sounds crazy, but again, guys, it's not crazy.
Well, D, odds. Yeah. You know, we talked about it earlier with Zach, but the odds of them. I mean, I say they won't do it unless the deal is just too sweet to pass up. But give me some odds. 5-1, 10-1 that they would actually move on from our old tight end, Kyle Pitts.
Well, they're like, hey, we gotta get him better. We gotta make him when they start talking to him that stuff about his best self and it's on us and all that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's the coaching up thing. So they think they can, you know, everybody, you know, I don't know, nobody don't like them. They tickle number four. They know that if they could figure out how to unlock him, what would that mean to the offense? That pretty much make them unstoppable, I think. If they could figure out how to get some, you know, Kyle Pitts, and you got Drake London over there, you got Bijan, you got Darnell Mooney. I mean, you got problems if he's able to play for you at a high level, you know. So they're thinking like that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, listen, I'm with you. You said it. It'd be a problem if you were able to do that. D, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Great coverage this week, by the way. And you said Sunday you're going to have that in the AJC about the defense, right?
Yes, we got that with Raheem talking about what it means to add Jeff Olbrick to the staff, and because he hadn't talked since he was hired.
Yeah.
And, you know, what their plans are to get better up front and get the right people in there.
All right, great stuff. Mm. D, thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate you.
Sure, no problem, Carl and Mike. Thanks for having me.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.